Ladies and gentlemen, this is dismounted for all passengers currently at Victoria Airways Flight 4.
Welcome to The Hold Room with ACC, a quick update on all things relating to airport development as well as the Airport Consultants Council.
This episode is part of the Passenger Experience Series hosted by ACC's Terminal and Facilities Committee. In this series, we are collecting the experiences and perspectives about the future of passenger travel, including changing demographics, such as the U.S. population aging and becoming more multicultural, new technologies, labor and supply chain shortages, and what the future may have in store. Thank you for joining us in the Hold Room.
Bathroom, restroom, water closet, washroom, loo, lavatory, potty, John. Whatever you call it, these facilities serve one of our most basic human needs. Perhaps it is no surprise, then, that they are integral to the airport passenger experience. In this special compilation episode, we asked all our friends who joined us on this previous season of The Hold Room one simple question. What is your favorite airport bathroom? Everyone had something to say, whether they were shouting out a specific airport's bathroom, or they were describing features of what their favorite bathroom would be. Listen ahead and find out if your home airport received a shout-out. Anita Cobb at Mead & Hunt.
Do you have a favorite bathroom? Like, where's your favorite airport bathroom?
Oh my gosh. Ugh, thank you for asking me this, because now is my time to shine. My favorite bathroom in the continental United States is Dallas-Fort Worth. They have the best bathrooms ever because they have tush lights. Tush lights are the smartest thing in the world. I want every business everywhere to have tush lights. It only makes sense to see that somebody's occupying a stall by a big red light so that you don't have to bend over at the waist and make your hair touch the ground just to be able to see who's in the bathroom. And I think their doors go all the way to the floor, so you don't have to be weird about it too. And then I also love the fact that they have the maps, and then it shows you how many people are in the bathroom, how close is the nearest bathroom. Best bathrooms ever. I love it. I cannot advocate for tush lights any more than I can for their use at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. I absolutely love that.
Anthony Barnes at ADK Consulting and Executive Search.
Something that we've been asking all of our guests: what is your favorite airport bathroom and tell us why?
That's a very funny question. I actually do not have a favorite airport bathroom. I actually do not remember a lot of airport bathrooms because I'm usually running in and running out before getting on a plane. But what I find pleasure in are clean facilities, making sure that it's stocked with supplies, the hand dryer works, making sure that there's adequate space in the stalls and getting throughout the restroom. I've been to some restrooms where it's been a little small, but, you know, just making sure that it's adequate space, and then easy navigation in and out. But I'm not running into someone as they're coming out and, you know, all of that. So easy navigation.
Angela Berry Robertson at the U.S. Department of Transportation.
What is your favorite bathroom?
You know, I don't remember the airport, but I know what features I like. That one with the lights, so you don't have to go all the way down. I'm like, oh, dang, there's somebody up in there. That was ingenious. And then having stalls big enough, some of us are not our college size anymore. And so, you know, it might be a little difficult maneuvering to try to get into the stalls with luggage or with kids. There's always that family bathroom, but still that maneuvering of getting in and getting out, and how that stall opens, open out opposed to open in. Small little things. I don't remember which one it was. I don't know if they had all that together, but these are pieces of what looks like an ideal bathroom.
Courtney Penny at the San Luis Obispo County Regional Airport.
We'd like to ask you, what is your favorite airport bathroom and why?
My favorite airport bathroom is the Albuquerque Sunport. I remember flying in there late one night. My husband and I were going for an adventure at the Grand Canyon. And so we flew in there and I thought, gosh, I really need to go to the bathroom. It's clean. There is really wonderful mosaic tiles in there. And We did this about 10 years ago, and the fact that I can still remember that is amazing. Clean, wonderful public art. What more can you ask for, right?
Absolutely. And you're not alone. I was just looking it up as you were talking. Alec Baldwin said the same thing.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. They recently put it out on LinkedIn. And I was like, I agree. It's an amazing bathroom.
Laura Jones and Annabelle Klein representing Flight Club 502.
We have an episode that we eventually want to do on everybody's favorite airport bathroom.
Talking to people who don't travel commercially. So Signature Aviation's great. BNA, Nashville's airport bathroom. Pretty great. Okay, I can tell you a bathroom that I would want if I flew. Okay, there is a really cool place here in Louisville called 21C. And they have the best bathroom.
They do.
And what you do, you go into the bathroom and you can see through the wall, but the people can't see you. So you can see all the people walking by and, you know, there's like a mirror.
One way.
It's a mirror. So everybody's like scratching their nose and pulling their ears and doing stuff with their hair. And you're in the bathroom and you're watching these people.
Come up to the mirror and check out their makeup.
And they do not realize, because it's like, maybe it's only in the women's bathroom. Maybe the men's bathroom doesn't have it. But I haven't been to the men's bathroom, but maybe we should try. But when you go, the people do not know that you can see them from inside the bathroom. And I like that bathroom. I would put a bathroom like that in the airport.
We'll get one like that at Flight Club.
Daniel Barton at Intervistas.
So, Daniel, favorite bathroom. I don't know. What's your favorite airport bathroom?
Well, I'll go with one that I experienced just 2 days ago. Denver expanded both their B and their C concourses relatively recently. And I happened to be on the C concourse. Just a fantastic bathroom. I tell you what, big gateway into the bathroom and then really wide open spaces. And then behind the sinks was a giant window wall looking out onto the airfield. I was there with my two boys, my two sons, and we were washing our hands and turned around, and they did not want to leave the bathroom. They wanted to watch the aircraft on the apron. So two thumbs up for the bathrooms at Denver.
I've been in those bathrooms, and it's crazy because you see this big window in the bathroom. You're like, huh, what is this doing here?
Carrie Schaefer at Swinnerton.
So Carrie, could you tell us what your favorite airport bathroom is and why?
My favorite bathroom airports are the bathrooms in Austin, Texas, because the murals that enter the bathrooms are just beautiful. And I like to just stand there and stare at them as long as I don't start to look creepy looking into the bathroom. But I think they're gorgeous. And functionally, they're very easy to find. As I said before, we like to be able to see where the closest bathroom is from anywhere. So I think that has both those things. It has beauty and it has functionality going for it. So I pick Austin, Texas.
Hirsch Park at the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey.
Oh, are we still doing the favorite bathroom or do we have enough for that? Unless, Hirsch, you want to mention, do you have a favorite airport bathroom?
I don't have a favorite bathroom, but what I will say is we took a lot of time to ensure that our bathrooms got a total renovation as well, because oftentimes what you see in customer surveys is their worst experience at an airport oftentimes relates to the bathroom. So now that was such an important part of redeveloping LaGuardia, is making sure that we broke that perception. In the stalls, you have doors that are sort of slanted a little bit so that as you're trying to close it, you're not hitting yourself on the door. There's like the hooks to like hang your luggage or your carry-on or whatever. The faucets are handless, ledges above the sinks as well. And on those ledges, we have beautiful orchids that don't require a lot of water, don't require a lot of natural light, and they can still grow and look beautiful and add that extra touch to the restrooms. So again, really looking at how to really make the customer experience, even in the bathrooms, as strong and as positive as it could be. The bathrooms really are getting recognition on their own. There was a survey done a year or two ago where LaGuardia's Terminal B's restroom ranked number 2, but that truly showed how much things have changed. So no favorite bathroom, but if you're visiting LaGuardia, definitely come to make sure you experience our bathrooms, because there was a lot of time and energy and effort and money that went into really creating amazing bathrooms.
Brandon Thrasher and Michael Lindsay at HLB.
I'm going to ask, what's your favorite airport restroom?
I was recently at Midway, where they have renovated some of the restrooms, and those were pretty nice. They had daylighting in them as well, as we were talking about.
Well, I will say that I don't have a specific one. However, I tend to be a taller individual than most, so I am thankful for any restroom that has a ceiling above 9 feet. That's my win. That makes me feel comfortable.
Michael, I have to ask you, how tall are you?
I'm not that crazy tall. I'm 6'7", but I'm tall enough that it's almost an inconvenience. But then I think about there's plenty of folks that are much taller. So, yeah.
There are not that many folks that are much taller.
That's it from our restroom compilation episode. Did your home airport not get a shout out but deserves one? Or have you experienced a fabulous feature in an airport bathroom? We want to know. Visit the Airport Consultants Council's LinkedIn page and leave a comment on the post for this episode. Or create your own post on LinkedIn using the hashtag #TheHoldRoom. We'd be thrilled to hear from you about what makes a great airport bathroom.
Thanks for joining us in The Hold Room for this special podcast series exploring the new passenger experience. You can find more from this series on the ACC Training Hub. That's training.accconline.org/the-hold-room or wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. Follow us for more content from the Airport Consultants Council. You can support this podcast by leaving a rating or review and by telling your friends and colleagues about the podcast. Thanks again.